Chapter 5 Letter to Mina Murray from Lucy Westenra May 24th Dear Mina, I was so happy to get your letter. I have wonderful news. 3 men asked me to marry them today. Can you believe it? The first one was Dr. John Seward. He's the man I wrote to you about in my last letter. He was very nervous and sweet when he asked. I felt sorry for him. In the end, I told him that I could not marry him, for my heart belonged to another man. He accepted this, and promised to be a good friend to me. The second man was an American. His name is Quincy P. Morris. He, too, is very handsome and sweet. I liked the way he talked. He made me laugh. However, I told him the same thing I told Dr. Seward. I was in love with someone else. He had only one request, that I kiss him before he left. I did as he asked and, like Dr. Seward, he promised to be a good friend. The third, well, I won't write about him just now. I'll just say that I feel like the luckiest and happiest girl alive. I'll see you soon in the town of Whitby. Love, Lucy. Letter to Lucy Westenra from Mina Murray. May 26th. Dear Lucy, what wonderful news! I can't wait to hear more about it. Jonathan sent me a letter this week. I miss him terribly. His being so far away makes me nervous. Anything could happen to him. Oh, I'll stop complaining. I'm sure he's being careful. See you soon. Love, Mina. Dr. Seward's Diary.
May 25th. Trying to forget yesterday's refusal, putting all of my energies into my research. Today, I focused on my most interesting patient here at the hospital, R.M. Renfield. I fear that he would do quite a bit of harm to people if he were a free man. His ideas are all quite dark and angry. He keeps repeating the same words over and over to himself, but I don't quite understand them. I must watch him more closely.
Letter to Arthur Holmwood from Quincy P. Morris.
Dear friend, I hope that you will join John Seward and I for some drinks at my home tomorrow. We want to celebrate your good fortune at winning the hand of that most lovely Lucy Westenra. You're a lucky man. Let us congratulate you with drinks. Your friend, Quincy P. Morris.
Telegram to Quincy P. Morris from Arthur Holmwood.
See you tomorrow. Have very interesting news to share with you, Arthur.